Good day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. I'm your host, Moritz Oberholzer, and today we're going to talk about something that's really relevant for people and always thinking about it is how to save some tax in obviously a very legal way. While retirement annuities and tax-free savings accounts are low-hanging fruit of South African tax planning, there are several other highly effective strategies to optimize your portfolio. So let's get right into it and let's look at an endowment policy. If your marginal tax rate is higher than 30%, an endowment policy can be a very powerful tool. Inside an endowment, tax is capped at 30% for individuals and 12% capital gains tax for individuals. The main benefit, if you are in the 41% or 45% tax bracket, you are effectively outsourcing your tax liability to the life insurer at the lower rate. Just remember, these endowment policies usually have a 5-year restriction period, so they are best for long-term capital that you don't need or need to touch immediately. Strategy number 2 is maximizing the annual CGT exclusion. Capital gains tax is only triggered when you sell an asset. SARS provides an annual exclusion which has increased to 50,000 Rand for the 2026-2027 tax year. So let's look at the benefit. You can crystallize gains by selling a portion of your unit trust or shares each year to use up the 50,000 Rand tax-free growth. You can then immediately reinvest that money. Over a 10-year period, that allows you to set up your base cost up to 500,000 Rand, significantly reducing the bill when you finally do a major withdrawal. So you're effectively increasing the base cost of the start asset, and then when you sell it, they work off that base cost which you have increased with 500,000 Rand over the 10 years. The third strategy is interest exemptions and income splitting. While it's very simple, many people forget to utilize the basic interest exemptions. If you are over 65, the first 34,500 is tax-free interest. So how do you use it? If you are married, ensure both spouses are utilizing their full interest exemptions. If one spouse is in a lower tax bracket, holding interest-bearing assets in their name can reduce the household's total tax leakage. Now let's look at the last strategy, and that is the donations tax strategy. The annual donations tax exemption has increased to 150,000 Rand per year. It was previously 100,000 Rand. If you have an inter vivos trust or children who need capital, you can donate up to 150,000 Rand annually without paying the 20% donations tax. The main benefit is that this is a long-term estate planning tool. By moving 150,000 Rand out of your personal estate each year, you reduce future estate duty and potentially shift the tax burden of the growth of those assets to beneficiaries in lower tax brackets. And lastly, just a quick tip, if you work from home and meet specific SARS criteria like having a dedicated office using exclusively for work, don't forget the home office deduction. It's not an investment strategy, but it is one of the most effective ways to lower your taxable income directly through your expenses. That's it for this week's episode. I hope these few tax tips helps you and make use of it. See you next week, same place, same time. Have a great week further.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your money moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.